This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people inside a Boulder King Supers was sane on the day of the shooting, prosecutors said on Tuesday. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The 25-year-old's mental health and competency has been an issue in this case since almost day one. He allegedly shot 10 people in the parking lot and inside the grocery store in March 2021. He's pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. State evaluators at the mental health hospital, where he's being held and forcibly medicated for schizophrenia, say he is competent to assist in his own defense. On Tuesday, prosecutors said at a hearing his newest competency report showed he was also clinically sane the day of the shooting. He faces a criminal trial in September. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A newly passed state law will roll back local parking requirements for some new apartments and condos. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
For decades, cities and towns required off-street parking spaces be built with new residential developments. But critics say that's contributed to car-dependent sprawl, higher housing costs, and more climate-warming pollution from cars and trucks. Stephanie Vigil from Colorado Springs sponsored a bill that will prevent some local governments from mandating parking near certain transit lines.
There's no such thing as free parking. It is being paid for somehow.
Developers could still choose to include parking. A spokesperson for Governor Jared Polis says he will sign the bill. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
In Pueblo today, emergency crews are practicing what to do in the event of a plane crash. Around 150 people from a dozen first responder agencies will participate in a simulation. The public could see a lot of emergency vehicles at Pueblo's airport and hospitals. This is CPR News and KRCC.